This is Psalm 38b.
Lord, do not in hot displeasure speak in stern reproof to me. Let thy chastening be in measure, and thy stroke from anger free. For thy hand most sorely presses, fast thine arrows stick within. Wrath my weary flesh distresses, gives my bones no rest for sin. For my manifold transgressions have gone up above my head. Like a burden their oppressions weigh me down with constant dread. Loathsome are my wounds neglected, my own folly makes it so. Bowed with pain, with grief dejected, all day long I mourning go. For my loins are filled with burning, all my flesh with sore distress. Faint and bruised I'm ever mourning, in my heart's disquietness.
This is Psalm 38c.
My desire and ceaseless wailing, Lord, unveil before thee lie. Throbs my heart, my strength is failing, all the light has left my eye. Friends and lovers whom I cherish, from my plague they'll stand aloof. My own kinsmen, though I perish, come no more beneath my roof. They that for my life are seeking, snares for me in secret lay. Hurtful things against me speaking, plots devising all the day. As one deaf and dumb appearing, not I hear nor silence break. I'm as one their words not hearing, and whose lips no answer make.
This is Psalm 38d.
Lord my God, in thee I'm trusting, thou, O Lord, will answer me. Lest they joy against me boasting, when my slipping feet they see. Since I ready am to stumble, ever with me grief has been. Guilt I'll own with spirit humble, and be sorry for my sin. Full of life and great in number, strong the foes who me withstood. Evil they for kindness render, hating me for doing good. O my God, do not forsake me. O Jehovah, be thou near. To my helper I betake me, as my Savior, Lord, appear.
This is Psalm 39a.
I will take heed and guard my ways, I said, so that my tongue no sinful words shall stain. As with a bridle I will keep my mouth, while in my presence wicked men remain. In silence dumb I cease from speaking good. My heart within was hot, my sorrow stirred. And while I mused, the fire began to burn. Then spake I with my tongue this earnest word. My end, O Lord, and measure of my days, make me to know and thus my frailty see. Lo, Thou hast made my days a handbreadth long. My lifetime is as nothing unto Thee. Each man at best is altogether vain. Each man does surely walk in empty show. They heap up wealth and vex themselves for naught, nor know to whom their garnered riches go.
This is Psalm 39b.
And now, O Lord, what wait I longer for? My expectation ever is in Thee. Deliver me from all my sinfulness, the scorn of foolish men, O make not me. Yes, I was dumb, I opened not my mouth, because this work was done at Thy command. But now remove Thy stroke away from me. I am consumed beneath Thy smiting hand. Thou with rebukes dost chasten men for sin. His beauty fades beneath the touch of death. It is consumed as by the fretting moth. Oh, surely every man is but a breath. Lord, hear my before. Oh, spare me that I may recover strength before I go away and be no more.
This is Psalm 40A. I waited long upon the Lord, yea, patiently drew near, and he at length inclined to me my pleading cry to hear. He took me from a fearful pit, from out the miry clay. He set my feet upon a rock, establishing my way. He put a new song in my mouth, our God to magnify, and many seeing it shall fear and on the Lord rely. Oh, greatly blessed is the man who on the Lord relies, respecting not the proud nor such as turn aside to lies.
This is Psalm 40b.
I waited long upon the Lord, yea, patiently drew near, and he at length inclined to me my pleading cry to hear. He took me from a fearful pit, from out the miry clay. He set my feet upon a rock, establishing my way. He put a new song in my mouth, our God to magnify, and many seeing it shall fear and on the Lord rely. Oh, greatly blessed is the man who on the Lord relies, respecting not the proud nor such as turn aside to lies.
This is Psalm 40C.
O Lord my God, how many are the wonders thou hast done? How many are the gracious thoughts which thou toward us hast shown? No one can sort and set them out, none can compare to thee. If I would tell and speak of them, they could not number be. No sacrifice of blood or meal is what thou hast desired. My ears thou hast prepared to hear, no offering hast required. Then in response these were my words, I come, behold, and see. Within the volume of the book it written is of me, to do thy will I take delight, O thou my God that art, because that holy law God's nest did preach. Behold, Jehovah, thou dost know I'll not restrain my speech. I never have within my heart concealed thy righteousness. I thy salvation have declared and shown thy faithfulness. Thy mercy great, thy steadfast love I ever have revealed. And from the congregation great, thy truth have not concealed.
This is Psalm 40D.
O Lord, thou wilt not now withhold thy tenderness from me. Preserve me constantly. So many ills beset me round, they countless seem to be. Iniquities have closed me in until I cannot see. They're more than hairs upon my head. My heart is failing me. Be pleased, O Lord, to rescue me. Make haste, O Lord, help me. Let them be humbled and ashamed soul destroy. Turn back dishonored, let them be who see my hurt with joy. Let them be overcome with shame, let them frustrated be, who in their scorn and malice say,
This is Psalm 40E.
I waited for the Lord, he stooped and heard my cry. He brought me from the pit out of the dungeon mire. My feet set on a rock, my footsteps made secure. My lips he gave a song to praise our God. Many will see with awe, and so will trust the Lord. Bless he who trusts in God and turns to false men. You have worked wonders, Lord, no one compares to you. Should I declare in But you have given me a ready ear to hear. You ask no offerings burned, nor sacrifice for sin. So I say, here I come, as in the scroll inscribed. To do your will, O God, to me is my delight. Your law is part of me, deep in my heart, O God. In congregation great, I told your righteousness. You know, spoke out, I did not close my lips.
This is Psalm 40F.
I hid not in my heart your truth and saving help. Your faithfulness I preached in the assembly great. You'll not withhold from me your tender mercies, Lord, and your unfailing love will ever keep me safe. Misfortunes beyond count have taken hold of me. My sins close in on me so that I cannot see. In greater sum are they than hairs upon my head. So my heart fails in me, my courage fades away. Come to my rescue, Lord. O Lord, make haste to help. Let all who seek my life be shamed and be confused. Let them fall back in shame to see my hurt. Let them be dumb who jeer, aha, aha, to me. Let all men who seek you be glad and in you joy, who your salvation love. Say glory to the Lord. Though I'm in want and poor, the Lord takes thought of me. My help, my Savior.